Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible. Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations and hypnosis, created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Tonight, we'd like to say a special hello to Emma GB, who finds that Sleepwave is helping not only her insomnia, but is also improving her mental and physical health too. We are so happy to hear that, Emma. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave, and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know via the reviews on Apple Podcasts. We read them every day, and your ratings and reviews help us reach even more people who need a little help with their sleep right now. Ever since my son was born, we've kept a white noise machine in his room. When he was in our room as a newborn, I remember at first being distracted by it. But over time, I grew to love the whooshing sound, and it instantly made me feel more relaxed. I know it was supposed to cue his brain that it was sleepy time, but it did that for me as well. Lately, I've brought a white noise machine back into my room, but this one makes rain sounds. This summer was nearly unbearably hot and dry, and hearing that soft pattering of rain while I slept became doubly soothing and cooling. This week, our drought ended, and we had a whole season's worth of rain in one single day. The roads were crazy, and the yard was a pool of mud, but I was still so thankful for the deluge. Rainy days always feel so cozy to me. I don't feel the need to run around as much, and am more likely to let myself go with the sweet, sleepy, slower nature of the day. Instead of heading to the park with my son, we usually stay in and bake something together or spend more time cuddling up with his favorite books. Just like our bodies want to naturally slow down at night, I'm trying to make it easier for my mind to go with the flow of the day by welcoming in the rain as I sleep. I like to imagine the rain is literally washing my thoughts, worries, and concerns away into the earth where they can transform as they need to. Rain is a symbol of renewal, of rebirth. Waking up anew each day can feel like that too, but often doesn't when we struggle to sleep or our sleep is interrupted with racing thoughts. Just like running a bunch of errands in stormy weather can feel against the flow of a rainy day, a busy mind is counter to getting a good night's rest. Meditating on a particular sound or element can be a gentle way to encourage the mind to slow down so rest can happen more fully and naturally. Tonight, we'll focus together on the natural and abundant flow of rain to help soothe our busy minds and connect us to our deeper selves. Let's take a deep breath, get comfy, and go with the flow of rest so that tomorrow we can wake up feeling refreshed and renewed. Let's meditate now to Get Sleepy to the Sound of Rain by Billy Gill. The rain falls from above and descends to benefit everything. There is a traditional association with rain and divine gifts. Throughout the ages, prayers, offerings, ceremonies, sacrificial rites have been performed to invoke what most people think of as mere weather patterns, but there is still a deep significance to rain in our lives. Rain represents a phase in a cycle of renewal and regeneration, without which resources are depleted and life becomes defined by scarcity and deprivation. With rain, life springs eternal, and the cleansing properties of water wash away the veil of obstruction that clouded our vision. When traditional cultures performed these rituals, they were not simply trying to get rain to fall from the sky as a kind of transaction with the gods, but rather they were paying respect to the process of life itself, as well as the unearned benefit that is sometimes bestowed abundantly upon living beings. The idea that rain could be earned through offerings and rites would entirely miss the point of the ritual. In times of drought, rain dances were indeed performed by shamans, and there was some aspect of calling the rain in a time of need. But the society had also endowed these shamans with responsibility for what we might now call the psychological well-being of the group. A major function of these rain dances was to allow the society to face the uncertain consequences of a drought with an attitude of purpose and power. For human beings, a drought is unnerving, but not nearly as unnerving for us as the feeling that life itself is hostile. The rituals were a way for people to act out and embody their intuitions about life's ability to sustain itself, and to do so abundantly, not just in times of hardship, but especially in times of hardship. Tonight's sleep meditation on rain will serve that same function and remind you that there is refreshment and renewal and abundance which has fallen and will continue to fall into your life, perhaps when you least expect it. And part of that process is acknowledging the difficult times as an opportunity to steady yourself as you persevere until the rain comes, bringing with it the blessings of renewal and regeneration. Relax your body and mind as you find the most comfortable position you can. Perhaps you are having trouble sleeping and it is causing you to feel tension or stress. Take a nice, slow breath in through your nostrils and hold it for a moment. Then, open your mouth and release the exhale in a whoosh. Notice a brief pause at the bottom of the breath and give yourself all the time you need to repeat this cycle. Inhale through the nostrils, pausing at the top of the inhale, and without closing your throat, suspend the breath for another moment. Sip a little more breath in through your nostrils, and then exhale completely through the mouth. Relax into the stillness that naturally appears as the lungs relax and prepare for another inhale. The inner stillness that occurs in that gap steadies the mind and settles the emotions. Once more, at your own pace, yield to the need for a breath and receive the next inhalation. The chest expands upward and outward. Feel free to linger at the top of the inhale for as long as you like. Then, release the breath once again through the mouth. Notice the pause. With your lips closed, see if you can breathe in and out through the nostrils. If you ever feel the need to open the mouth for a breath, give yourself permission to do so. smile inwardly toward yourself. Imagine you are looking in a mirror. See a sincere and radiant expression. A subtle smile may appear on your face as you lie here in bed. It's almost as though you thought something were funny. This is the natural facial expression when the muscles of the face are most relaxed. With eyes closed and a soft smile like that of the Mona Lisa, send this radiant inner smile toward your own heart. Think of someone you love. Imagine that each breath is a gift to the beloved. Each exhale is an offering, and each inhale is the receiving of love, because the beloved really exists within your own heart. The more you give, the more you receive. The rain is a generous giver. We can be no less generous. Listen to the sound of the rain. It is a well-known sound, and the feelings that accompany the image and sound of rain are well-known feelings. The descending quality of rain as it showers down on your head connects you to a sense of downward movement. Down, 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 down. The whole body feels the energy of descent when the image of rain appears. The exhale has a descending quality as well. Continue to breathe normally, in and out through the nostrils. Can you sense the breath moving down the spine into the pelvis? The pelvis. The pelvis. The exhale connects you to the current of energy that moves down the spine to the pelvic muscles. As you finish the exhale, notice the hum of awareness deep within the pelvis, at the center of the muscles that run from the pubic bone to the tailbone. This central point is the essence of the exhale, and the terminating point as well. The inhale arises from the basin of the pelvic bowl to ascend up the spine toward the center of your brain. Continue to follow the path of your breath for some time. Go on. rain follows a similar cycle. Vapor rises from the earth as the energy of the sun transforms the moisture in the soil. The ascending, rising quality of the inhale is represented in the steam that rises from a cauldron. It rises and rises until it becomes cooler and cooler. It condenses into water again and falls to the earth, just as the exhale manifests as the descending quality down the spine and into the earth of your own lower body, including the legs. 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 Knees, knees, knees. Ankles, ankles, ankles. Feet. Continue breathing the whole body for some time. The rain gives life. It is life-giving. It falls. It descends. It must find the ground where it will once again rise from the earth to the heavens. The shamans of old knew of this principle. The shaman would stand in the center of the circle and dance until enough sweat had fallen to the ground, thus producing rain. The shaman is embodying the principle of transformation of water from vapor to condensation. Rarefied mist to condensed droplet, the principle of the subtle and the gross is established in this cycle. Blessings and intentions are bestowed and fulfilled in this way. They exist as a potential at first, a subtle possibility that condenses into real phenomena that appear to your senses and then return to subtle possibilities again. A personal rain ceremony might involve acknowledging the need or request for something. As a shaman would have invoked the need and request for rain, what in your life are you requesting? Formulate a short sentence that says in simple language what you desire. This should be something that holds significant meaning for you. As you identify some intention in your life that is important to you, let it sound in your mind 3 times. When the need for a new breath appears, inhale up your spinal column. The inhale rises like vapor toward the brain. The conscious mind can communicate with the unconscious mind by way of symbols. Rain is a symbol, an image that has an archetypal significance in the human psyche. Visualize the rain falling. What is your deepest imprint with rain? See it. What is the visual essence of rain? See it in your mind's eye. Are you in a forest or a field or a jungle or a city. See the rain and feel the deep memory of rain in your body. 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 Your body is mostly composed of water. The rain is inside you. Feel yourself connected to the cycle of the rain. The blessings of life fall into your experience. Sometimes without even expecting them. Sometimes you can feel that soon rain will come and you know that your efforts will be rewarded. Offering your own energy, whether you dance or meditate or pray until it rains, links you into the process of transformation from the subtle mist of intention to the substantial raindrops of manifestation. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Visualize the cloud that forms from this subtle thought. The thought may be even more subtle than a single water molecule, but it also has the capacity to condense and attract to other thoughts until the intention materializes into action. The intention itself is a subtle form of action and has an effect that amplifies as it ripples out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. The rain falls outside your window. You are cozy in bed. The droplets fall down the window pane. The pitter-patter of rain on the roof. Everything outside is being washed and cleansed by the rain. The redemptive power of rain to refresh and renew. It falls on all of us. We too are cleansed by the rain. Surrender to the process of releasing what must be washed away. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe out. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.